BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's podcast, The Scott Mills Daily. We speak to Charlotte, who took part in our new dating show, Paul the Other One, at Harper Adams University last week. Also, Clara Amfo dons a shower cap for today's innuendo bingo. Charlie Sloth plays Real or No Real. And the idea of me being Bond amuses Chris greatly.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
From one of the greatest films of all time, Part of Me, that's Katy Perry on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Have I made you watch that with me yet?
The Katy Perry one?
Yeah.
No.
It is one of the greatest films ever.
No, you made me watch the Justin Bieber one.
Oh, Never Say Never, yeah.
And Bridesmaids, which was brilliant, actually. I've got to admit, I was surprised by that.
The Katy Perry one just gets me every time, and I know that Grimmy feels exactly the same.
Did you just say it's one of the greatest films ever?
I truly believe that.
Right.
Here we are then. Here I am. Here he is. We're back on Radio 1 in the afternoons after an epic student tour. Thank you to all the students we met last week. It was so good, wasn't it? I had a bit of a moment on the weekend. It was like, what? So much stuff happened that week.
Yeah.
And most of it is on BBC iPlayer right now, if you want to have a look.
I think I felt slightly broken at the weekend, but I feel okay now.
There was a bit where I, like, on Saturday, where people were talking to me, I was like, I find it hard to talk. I don't know why that was.
And also, the other thing with it is, because we went to five different unis, and it kind of felt like we were there, then before you knew it, we were off again. I don't really feel like we had much time at the time to really reflect on some of the stuff that we were doing.
No, it was relentless. It just kept happening, and more funny stuff. It was the most fun last week. So thank you if you listened, and thank you if you watched. We've got to do something like that again. It was awesome. Okay, back to today. And it's an innuendo bingo day. So at 1:45 today, mid-morning host Clara Amfo will be getting it in the face on innuendo bingo. I don't know whether we can top mid-air innuendo bingo from Liverpool this time last week.
Or secret innuendo bingo in the library.
Oh, that was good as well. All on iPlayer for you.
Scott Mills Daily.
So many people still catching up with all our videos from last week. Good afternoon, Sam, who's at the University of Warwick. He says he just watched Innuendo Bingo, the sneaky one in the library, where everyone behind you didn't know what was going on, and you were just spraying over yourself and all the library books. You just look so shady in there.
Yeah.
Sam says, I wish it was that much fun in my university library. It was really good.
It was a strange one as well, because I had my hood up. And the way I could hear the bingo clips was this little headphone that was just in one of my ears. So no one really knew what was going on. But then the problem is people were hearing it on the radio and obviously running to the library.
Yeah. Wasn't there a teacher at one point that tried to kind of shut it all down?
Yeah.
It's on BBC iPlayer now. You can catch up with all our videos from the student tour from last week. The Gadget Show on Channel 5. Jeremy Vine on Radio 2, and this morning on ITV, featuring heavily in this afternoon's Innuendo Bingo at 1:45.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just catching up on my emails from the last week while I was away because I didn't have access. So many things that seemed so important at the time to people, and now it's gone. They're not really at all, are they? I've missed 2 tea and cake meetings.
Yeah.
At least five people have left, and I didn't go to their leaving drinks because I didn't know. Because I wasn't here. And a jammed printer in Zone D was causing real problems for everyone last Wednesday.
Yes, and I also saw that the window panes in Section A are getting a good cleaning.
Oh, I am pleased.
So we should steer clear of them.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, this is Radio 1. That was Nothing But Thieves' wake-up call. Really grown on me, that. And the best pop song of the moment, Nick Jonas with Levels.
Levels.
Hey, Clara.
Hi, Scott.
Do you agree with me? Best pop song out there?
I do agree with you. In fact, myself and Nick were going on about it this morning. It's just such a tune.
I love it.
And
also,
a bit of a geeky knowledge. It was actually co-written by a UK singer-songwriter by the name of Tell A. Riley.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, really good tune.
Also, Because we were playing all the music videos in on the red button last week, I saw loads of the videos for the songs, which you don't often see.
Mm.
Well, not all of them anyway. And there really is something for everyone in that Nick Jonas video.
For everyone.
Absolutely everybody.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm also excited to play Track of the Day from the 1975.
It's a
lovely
tune.
It's really good.
It's solid, man.
That's coming later. So Clara's playing Inuit Bingo today. It's going to be hard to top the ones from last week, but we've got some brilliant clips today, and I know that you're always so up for this game. There was one clip that I heard last night because someone tweeted it to me. And it's on. It's on.
Oh, hello.
One of the cameras has fallen off. They tweeted it to me, and it genuinely made me spit my dinner out last night.
It's that
really
good.
It's really good. And you know, I'm hardened to this game now.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a major laugh.
Yeah. Midair Inuit Bingo with Grimmy, and also Secret Inuit Bingo in the library last week. Oh,
that was great.
So good.
Do you know what I loved? It was the guy in the orange t-shirt who was sat behind you.
Yeah.
He was amazing. He couldn't contain himself.
Did you watch a bit last week then?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched the whole thing. But it did make me laugh though. People were just trying to pretend that they didn't care at first. Like, oh yeah, I'm too cool to.
There was one guy who came and took a book from the table.
Yeah,
it really weirded me out.
But I guess, I don't know, maybe people are used to seeing weird men alone spitting water in libraries.
Or, yeah, obviously in Aberystwyth, it happens all the time. So how have you prepared for today's bingo, please?
So last time we did this was pretty much 2 years ago. It was September 2013.
2 years ago? You've not been on for 2 years.
How have you got away with that?
On this?
Yep. It was September 2013.
You're joking.
It absolutely
you've
was.
You've got that wrong, you have.
It absolutely was.
Okay. 2013. I mean, the time is flying by, isn't it?
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty... Yeah, let's have a look. When was that video posted?
It says 2 years ago, but I could have sworn you were on a few weeks ago.
Nope. It's been 2 years. Two long years.
I think it was mad. I think it's because you've done Real or No Real.
Yeah, that's it.
It's not bingo, is it?
Yep. I haven't done bingo for 2 years, so I've had a lot of time to prepare.
I cannot believe you've got away with it for that long.
Well...
What have you learned in the last 2 years, since last time?
I've learnt that I'm wearing a baggy t-shirt today and not a bodycon dress because that, with a bit of water, not very good for the internet, or for what I want to put out on the internet.
two years ago, Clara Anfo off of Weekend Breakfast and our sister station BBC Radio 1 Extra plays Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah.
2 years ago, that.
God.
The time has flown.
She's done well for herself.
I'm wearing a shower cap today as well, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Look, I got my braids done last week and they're like, I can't undo my hairdresser's fine work.
She's had fresh braids. And,
it's too early.
She's on mid-mornings now. I'm not getting my head wet,
hair
wet, darling.
Insured.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Clara Anfo is currently wearing a shower cap that exactly matches her phone.
Coordination is key.
Fashion.
Fashion.
So, as we all know, Tuesdays are a bit meh. So, cheer yourself up by watching today's Innuendo Bingo. Get the internet up on your mobile, search Radio 1. There you'll see a massive button which says play on it. And that's how you watch Innuendo Bingo. Do it now. You can do it on your phone, laptop, computer. Let's play the game, shall we?
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
The jewel.
I cannot believe that Anfo has got away with not playing this game for 2 years.
Two long years.
Mm-hmm. When she was a fresh-faced baby at One Extra. Okay, so, watch this now, please. Some good clips this week. Water, please.
Okay, you ready? Straight in?
Let's get into
Cheers.
It.
Cheers.
Here we go.
Now, we start with the Gadget Show on Channel 5. Chloe and Francesca are at a spa. But I wonder a little bit if Chloe regrets her choice of treatment.
And while Francesca underwent her exfoliating facial treatment, Chloe braced herself for a facial from John.
That was the one that got sent to me last night.
Oh, Chloe. Oh, dear.
Thank you, David, for tweeting that one.
Oh, gosh.
To us. More water, please.
Chloe braced herself for a facial from John.
Not in the spa, John.
Not in the spa.
Now, over to the Rugby World Cup on ITV. And it's Italy versus Romania. Now, I'm not sure the Italians were expecting this to happen so early on in the game.
Romania
wearing their traditional strip. It is the hero from Leicester who gets us underway, Florin Vlaiku, and he chooses to go deep, straight down the throat there of the scrum half. And he chooses to go deep, straight down the throat there of the scrum half.
Okay.
It's good.
That's good. More water, please.
Is the water exceptionally cold for you today?
My teeth are really sensitive. Are you feeling this too? Okay.
David in Newcastle is watching on his phone. He's just worked out how to do it. Joe's been on. He's very keen for today's bingo. Now we've got a recent favourite from ITV's This Morning. And here's crime writer Linda LaPlante. Linda has written a lot of crime thrillers, but this one, for some reason, really sticks out in her memory.
And there's one point where Jane is rushing out. You know, she's going to an autopsy. And her sister says, listen, I need to talk to you. I have a tint and blow job waiting for me.
Oh my gosh.
Her sister was, of course, a hairdresser.
I have a tint and blow job waiting for me.
Helen and Dorking spotted that.
Nice one, Helen.
Okay, I'm enjoying this, but I'm not feeling the full force yet.
I think there's a bigger one coming.
Yes.
Next, it's Jeremy Vine on BBC Radio 2. Now, we all know that Jeremy likes to get involved with his guests, especially when they're live in the studio. It kind of gives him the opportunity to do things that he couldn't do on the phone.
I just swing it?
Bit more.
Bit more? You want?
No, no, bit less. Sorry.
Bit less, bit less.
That's it, that's fine, that's good. You can swing it.
I'm actually nervous now, hang on. Okay, I'm going to try and hit the former world champion's conker. Oh!
Jeremy there playing conkers with the former world champion, Ray Kellock.
Can you hear the random giggler back again?
Yeah, she's back again.
Last week.
That little giggler.
She's under the desk taking photos, but listen.
It's like an evil fairy.
I'm going to try and hit the former world champion's conker.
Oh! Water, please.
Okay.
Clara Amfo, in the bingo. A favourite from the tour last week now, our student tour. Listen. Chris. Just a little laugh from below the desk. Water, please.
I'm gonna have to video this. It's so weird.
Come on.
Sorry, my jaw hurt.
Oh. Yeah. Oh no.
Anyway.
Okay. It's Radio 4's That was awful over Clara there.
Thanks.
Oh wow, that was the biggest spray of the day.
It was.
Spray of the day.
I'm
forget
all wet
the clips.
Now.
Water, please.
Ooh.
Radio 4's PM programme now. And for once, it's a good news day.
The first gay couples to get married in Britain are enjoying their first day of wedded life, excitedly twiddling their new rings.
I'm enjoying this.
It has to go on.
Oh
goodness. You know what, last time I did this, I got the worst cold I've ever had in my life.
Did you?
Yeah, I blame you.
Sorry.
Water, please.
Excitedly twiddling their new rings.
Chris, are you filming this now?
I'm just filming the giggler as well.
filming your point of view. Now we're going over to Janice Long on Radio 2. Water, please. Now, Janice's show is late at night, but I think this kind of piece of her imagination is a bit too much, even for that time of day.
And it's difficult to put into words what we've seen from this incredible human being over the past 5+ months. Somebody has said, a spokesperson has said, can you imagine? I just can't imagine what his insides are like. All of that pounding.
Janice there talking about a man who's run a lot for charity. If you spot a bingo that you think could be good for the show, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and it could be on.
Oh, Chris.
What's happened?
Clara's gone right over my
area.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's cold.
It is.
BBC One next, and Formula One Racing. And they're talking to racing legend Niki Lauda. Now, I think it's fair to say that Kimi Raikkonen has a very eventful race that day.
No, Raikkonen tried as hard as he could. Sebastian blew him off in the end, this is clear. And he blew himself off.
That's my favourite.
Yes! is that an old one or a new one?
I think it's a new one.
Wow.
And he blew himself off.
There we are. And finally, we're going over to World's Weirdest Events on BBC Two. Now, imagine if you came across this in the desert.
Sweeping across the desert floor, engulfing everything in its way.
Her boobs can be massive.
Now, her boobs...
It's a new classic.
Her boobs is a type of sandstorm.
Her boobs can be massive.
And that was today's innuendo bingo.
Well done, dear.
He tried as hard as he could. Sebastian blew him off in the end. This is clear. And he blew himself off.
Today's Innuendo Bingo with Clara Ampho. Thank you for listening and watching. Thanks, Clara.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Stephen in Dorset's been on saying, this is a fact, Mills. Flo Rida has never been involved in a bad song. A record I thought was once held by Nicole Scherzinger. And then I remember Jai Ho. What are you on about? Siri, like, are you telling me that Flo Rida's never been involved in a bad song? I think you're forgetting Whistle.
Also, Jai Ho was a classic.
Jai Ho's brilliant. Yeah. Also, the new one about him being in his house. I mean, it's not his finest moment.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I say he's really annoying me at the moment?
Who?
Daniel Craig.
Why?
Well, he's just done another interview saying that he would definitely avoid his alter ego, James Bond, if you met him. This is after, what was it last week, where he's like, oh, I'd rather kill myself than do another Bond film. It's like, mate, you're James Bond. Could you, like, appreciate it a bit more?
I think next time someone does the James Bond role, they should then have to completely live their life as James Bond.
Yeah. I just want to feel that he's enjoying it a bit more. Like, stop complaining about being James Bond in every interview.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what I mean? I'll do it. I'll take it off your hands.
Oh, that would be amazing. Just let's everyone think about that for a second. You as James Bond. Why are you looking at me like that as if... as if, like, that's totally unreasonable to say.
I think I'm going to say something hurtful any second. Why? What would it be like?
It would... I mean, it would be very different, wouldn't it?
In what way?
Well, what... oh, come on.
I would definitely use all the gadgets, though.
I mean, it's got me thinking that would be a fantastic call. If we can get hold of the right numbers, getting you to potentially put yourself forward... for the next James Bond.
He didn't want to do it. Stop complaining about it.
So what are you saying? Are you putting your hat in the ring?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so good. We'll have so much fun with this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I could be Bond, licensed to Netflix and chill.
How about this from Niall on Twitter? It says, Scott Mills for the next James Bond. Consummate professional, good-looking-ish, and great with the ladies.
Yeah. Mills as Bond, on to a winner, says Tommy B. I mean, it's a long shot. I know that I probably would be an outsider there, but I wonder what character names would be my love interests as well. That's an interesting thing to think about.
Mm.
That was the 1975, and Love Me. I love it from the go on that. Just the intro is like... oh, sounds so good on Radio 1. Really good. 1975 and Love Me, hearing that on every show today.
BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards.
So last week we announced that we are bringing the Teen Awards to Wembley on Sunday the 8th of November, and it'll be your favourite stars from the world of music, from the world of entertainment and from the internet. Nick Grimshaw is going to be hosting. Joining him on stage will be loads of artists performing exclusively for you. It is the loudest crowd in the world at the Teen Awards. And the lineup this year is quite magnificent. They have got 5 Seconds of Summer, All Time Low, Nick Jonas, and Little Mix. If you want to be one of the lucky ones joining us, you have to be between 14 and 17. Tickets are on sale from just after 6 p.m. on Wednesday, the 14th of October. Details on what you've got to do and how much tickets cost, get online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Look for the big banner that says Teen Awards, and hopefully we'll see you on the 8th of November if you're between 14 and 17 with Little Mix, Nick Jonas, All Time Low and Five Sauce. It's going to be big.
BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm really enjoying how hilarious you're finding it that I could be James Bond one day.
There's just, yeah, there's so many possibilities.
Wine straight from the bottle, not stirred.
The Bond villains thing is really getting me thinking. Obviously, some of them are a little bit rude. Oh. Also, people are saying you can bring back the salamander.
In what way?
Well, you know, that was your code name on Strictly Come Dancing, wasn't it?
What, so I can be called that? No, I'm going to be Bond.
Yeah, you don't want to be the villain, do you?
I think we're all getting a bit carried away here.
No,
it was just an off-the-cuff comment.
It's such a good idea, and it's just made me think, if James Bond, if it had been slightly different, what would it look like?
Mm. I'm enjoying some of the names for the love interests that people are sending in. You know that song, right? It's a worldwide hit, Ellie Goulding, On My Mind. And it's supposed to be about another pop star, or so we are led to believe.
Yeah.
Or that's what the rumour is. And it's about how her heart doesn't understand that that he's on her mind, right? So how does that work? Like, if you were Dougie off of McFly / Busted, her current boyfriend, and this song is going round the world, everyone knows the words, would you not be a bit like,
this is exactly what I've been saying. And the thing is, she in every interview, she says, oh, I'm not going to say who it's about because I don't have to and I shouldn't have to. And it's like, but when you actually listen to the words of it, I don't know why people are jumping to that conclusion.
Okay.
But you're right. And also, if you are the current boyfriend of said pop star, why?
I'd be like, could you, talk about me a bit more?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, it's Charlotte. I met you last week.
Last week? Oh, on the tour?
Yeah, on the tour when Radio 1 came to Harper Adams University.
Now, remind me, I'm so sorry. I met so many Charlottes last week. So which one are you, my love?
So I'm the one who was in the milking parlour in the game Pull the Other One.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we got you a date.
Yes, you did. You were like my little love cupid.
Yeah, so basically you were in the middle of this milking shed, normally used for cows, and we placed the boys where the cows would normally be and just slowly rotated them till you picked one that you liked.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened, yeah.
How did you feel in that milking shed last week as you were stood in the middle and boys were kind of rotating slowly round you, Charlotte?
Do you know, it was such a surreal experience. Never been, never happened before, but it was great fun. Bit nerve-wracking.
It's reminding me, actually. I'm going to put a tweet on Radio 1 Twitter right now so you can find the link and watch this amazing new dating show, which I can't believe hasn't been picked up by a TV production company yet.
I've got so many questions to ask you about your experience, Charlotte. This is a bit like the spin-off show after the main show. Like, this is what you'd expect on ITV2 afterwards.
What, Take Me Out the Gossip?
Yeah, this is like, because there's stuff I want to know about what happened.
Am I Mark Wright or the other one?
You're probably Mark Wright, I'm probably the other one.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Pull the Other One being the main show, of course, because it was fantastic, wasn't it, Charlotte?
Oh, yeah, it was absolutely amazing.
Had you ever previously dated any of the guys that were in that milking shed?
No, like, there was a couple that I knew because the guy that I dated, well, you know, got the date with in the end, he was, he's the vice president of our uni at the Students' Union, so he's a bit of a big name on campus, I guess.
Okay, so you've met them before, but you haven't, before.
Mm. Yeah, no, nothing like that.
Okay. Let's just go through the three guys that you rotated in the milking shed. So Charlotte had to shout stop, and then whichever boy was in front of her, he had to give a fact about himself. Here's the first one.
Hi, my name's Huey. I have 600 acres. Ooh. And something you didn't know about me is that I have a zoo, and I'd love for you to come see my anaconda.
See, some of that was just posh noise. I didn't actually understand some of the words there, did you?
No, I guess the sort of sort of understood a little bit.
A little bit.
But he's terribly posh.
And yeah. So posh. And he's got his own zoo.
I know, it's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Then we rotated the milking machine again, and it stopped on this guy with the guns.
My name's Ben. I've got about 4 acres in my garden. Something you didn't know about me is that I don't believe in sleeves because I can't find holsters big enough for these guns.
Yeah, and then he held up his arms and showed his muscles. You weren't keen, no?
No, he sounded like too much of a lady killer to me, I'd have thought.
And then there was this guy. The machine rotated again and landed on him.
Hello there, what's your name? How many acres are you from? And what have you got to say to Charlotte?
Hi, Charlotte. I'm Shed Sheeran. I own a chain of Hebridean Islands. And I will be loving you until about 9:30 when my girlfriend gets home.
Right, now did anyone follow that up? Does he actually own Hebridean Islands?
It's true. I was distracted by the other fact. We kind of glossed over the fact that he owns an empire.
I don't actually remember him saying that at the time. It must have, like, just slipped my mind. Did you check?
Yeah. I know I do need to follow that up, you know, find out about those, I think they're cows, aren't they, Hebridean Islands?
Oh. Oh, I thought cows. I thought these were a bunch of islands of,
in the
of
Hebrides.
Scotland.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, pardon me.
Breed of cattle.
Sorry, our cow chat is weak.
But he was the guy you ended up dating. He was the one you chose.
So here's the moment of truth. Charlotte, are you going to date or are you going to rotate?
I think I'll date.
She's going to date him!
So there you are with a ginger guy who owns some cows called Shed Sheeran.
Yeah, what a weird coincidence that Ed Sheeran happened to pop in afterwards.
I know, the same day as Ed Sheeran turns up, Shed Sheeran, you get to date.
Yeah, I know, it was like, it was almost, I don't know, fate or something, yeah. You know. The real deal came in.
Have you seen your man Shed since?
Yep, I've seen him a number of times of an evening, yeah.
Oh, what, as a date?
No, not as a date, as in, like, just out and about with a few beverages, you know.
No. What happened to the date, then?
Well, it did actually turn... It was true, he did actually have a girlfriend, so, Yeah, that didn't really appear, which was a bit of a shame.
He entered a dating show knowing that he had a girlfriend, which he mentioned in his chat and then denied. Here's what he said in his dating profile.
And I will be loving you until about 9:30 when my girlfriend gets home.
Oh, wow.
Not ideal, is it, news?
No. Well, listen, Charlotte, I've put it on the radio on Twitter so you and everyone else can watch it right now, our dating game, Paul the Other One. And I hope you find love soon, Charlotte.
Oh, thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
So much trying to find love last week, wasn't there? Mm. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I normally hate cold weather, but actually quite enjoying it, that it's getting a little bit chillier, because I'm thinking Christmas. I feel really Christmas today.
Have you got all your presents sorted already?
Pretty much.
Have you?
Yeah. You know me, I like to sort it in, like, October, sometimes September. I don't know why, I just feel a bit Christmas today. It's the nip in the air.
Do you know what? As horrible as it sounds, it can't be long till the festive bakes are out.
Yeah.
And they're changing cups.
And the cups as well. Yeah. Hotline Bling is coming up, which is the song that we were singing mostly on the tour bus when sleep deprived last week on the tour.
But the Sam Smith version that he did in Live Lounge.
Oh, my little Hotline Bling! That's what we were doing. It didn't sound like that, did it, at all? But it was just higher, is what we were doing. Or sometimes... that's what we were singing mostly on the tour bus last week. Also, we've got Justin Bieber, What Do You Mean? I've really come around to that song now. And that M&EK and Zara Larsson song, which is amazing, Never Forget You. Radio 1.
Hi, it's Alex.
Alex, you right?
I'm good, thank you.
What's going on?
Not much. I just finished watching your David Guetta video from your student tour. It looked very funny.
I think this is one of my favourite things that we've done for a while, actually.
This has been an idea that we've had for so long and just never really found the right time to be able to do it.
So on Wednesday, we had actual, the real, Ed Sheeran joining us for the whole show at Harper Adams. Then on Wednesday evening, we travelled on the tour bus to Aberystwyth. Now, because we'd had Ed Sheeran on earlier that day, I thought they're more likely to believe if a superstar DJ turned up at their student union to do a set that night.
Yeah, well, they had their sport team night that night. I think it was a fairly standard night. So quite last minute, we announced that we were going to go and DJ, but we were going to bring a very special guest.
But I never said it was David Guetta in my intro.
No, that's the clever thing about this, is at no point did you ever say it was actual David Guetta.
Some people have been tweeting me who watched the video going, why did you have notes that you were reading out to introduce? I just wanted to word it really carefully. Otherwise, I would have said it was David Guetta, and it's not. Mm. So you've watched it, Alex.
I have. I've seen the... It was a bit of a David Guetta thing that he did, because you don't really hear him speak when he's doing his sets anyway. So I thought it was like... it was very funny. Very funny.
Let me ask you a question, Alex. If you were in that club that night and he walked out, would you have thought that was the real David Guetta?
Depends how many units I had prior to that.
I know what you're saying.
You say that, though. When he first turned up, we met him slightly earlier on at the hotel we were staying in. When I met him for the first time, I was like, oh, my God, this is really, really good.
Yeah,
he looks just like him.
Also, he was so nervous before.
So nervous.
And he arrived in the hotel. He got to Aberystwyth before us. And let's say that he'd... I think he'd been in the bar. Mm. It's fair to say, just a couple for the nerves there.
Well, the first thing he did when he saw me, I don't know about you, Scott, but he came up to me. Hello, my friend.
Hello, friend.
Hello, my friend. Gave me a massive hug and kissed me on the cheek. Mm. And I thought, wow.
Smelling slightly of booze, I've got to be honest.
Wow. This guy is well up for it.
He came up to me, the first thing was that, Millsy, put it there, my friend.
And this is a guy that rolled out in the club with the swagger of David Guetta.
So good.
And he fooled so many people.
There were girls crying at the front. Here's my briefing before he went onto the stage. Don't be nervous, just go out there, look busy with the buttons, right? Lots of knob twiddling, occasional staring into the distance like Guetta does when he's on stage. But generally just have a party, have a good time. But please don't speak.
Okay, mate.
All right, okay, good luck. Okay, mate.
It was amazing because his nerves, I think, added to the effect. So when he walked out, he just looked, it looked awkward, but actually it looked like he was kind of epic.
This video is also on the Radio 1 website. I want you to look at the bit where he just walks off after a song and a half, which we didn't know he was going to do.
No, well, we weren't sure how it's going to play out. So to let everyone in a bit of a secret, we played the first song that he was playing because he couldn't actually DJ. And so the first David Guetta song's going on, and we suddenely realised that was going to run out in a few seconds' time. So then I had to kind of reach around him and press play whilst you tried to distract the whole crowd. And then, so we pressed play on that, and then he just wandered off. I think he realised that this wasn't going to work out.
Yeah. But, I was like, where's he going? What? Like, he just walked off and I had to follow him out.
But it was amazing, because it made him look like he was an actual diva.
Massive diva, yeah. I think he just got scared and just like, right, I'm done, and walked off. But people did believe it. Listen to the students of Aberystwyth after they saw the gig from David Guetta, or so they thought, which was 1.5 tracks long.
David Guetta is a saint. He is my inspiration. And at Aberystwyth University, he is a golden god.
He's a golden god.
This guy was impressed.
Oh, my God, this is unbelievable. It's a brilliant time. It's a great party as it is. And then David Guetta comes on stage. It's unlike anything else that we've ever seen here. I mean, I'm an American, and this is unreal.
It's just incredible, isn't it? All these people genuinely thought it was David Guetta. I mean, I feel slightly harsh about the situation.
I do, but it was funny.
But it was so funny.
I do once again apologise to the students of Aberystwyth. He really looks like him. Watch the video. It's on Radio 1 website. But this is our favourite guy, I think, from the whole tour. He thinks he's just seen David Guetta and really wants to tell us all about it.
Unbelievable. I know it's in the union, this packed. Absolutely amazing. What a time to be alive.
I love that guy. He's been on to us since saying, thanks for making me famous on the internet.
Loads of people have made GIFs of that little catchphrase there.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah, I keep seeing it on Twitter.
Alex, I'm glad you enjoyed the video.
Oh, it was fantastic. Thank you, Scott. And I hope the tour went well.
It was amazing, thank you. Fake David Guetta video is on the Radio 1 website now. Go have a look. It's brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know how every now and again the University Challenge throws up some characters like Liverpool Hiscock? Yeah. There was another one last night and the internet went mad for it.
Oh, this guy's a legend. So he was representing St John's, Oxford. He's called Clegg and he was scared of the buzzer.
You can see, you can see him jump. Like, physically jump every time the buzzer goes off.
It was spotted all over Twitter. People were talking about it. If you're watching University Challenge, you'll know what I mean. But Clegg on there, a don.
Literally jumps sky high every time there's a little buzzer noise.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Ed Sheeran came to our student tour last week, just hung out with us on Wednesday and said some really weird stuff.
I once found myself in a steak restaurant in Sydney and they served steak and chips and I asked for ketchup and it was like one of those restaurants that like were posh and like they were like offended that I wanted ketchup and I was like, you serve steak and chips, like what do you expect? I got really offended. I was like, no one's too good for ketchup, ketchup's too good for you.
Talking really fast. And
this dude I was working with in the studio got given a micro pig by his wife. It turned out not to be a micro pig and it grew into a full pig and then they just have it in the house.
And
Jedward only has one phone, it's called Jedward's phone, and they interrupt each other when they text you. They'll be like, hey Ed, oh Jed Sheeran, all this stuff, and then like the other one will interrupt like, shut up John, he doesn't want to hear that.
A compilation of his best comments from that day on Radio 1 YouTube now. 3 minutes of Ed Sheeran's mind.
The Scott Mills Daily.
He's just put on a snapback, a red jacket and matching trainers and had a bath in CK1. It's Charlie Slough.
On your face.
The musk is strong today, Charlie.
It is. What have you been... CK1? Hey! Is it?
That is not CK1, fam. That is Tom Ford. Get with the program.
Is it?
No, cuz I'm out here.
Are you alright?
I'm alright. How are you guys? You guys are looking tired. I heard you lot was on tour last week. Yeah! Oh, gosh. Hey. You know what killed me?
What?
The Guetta stuff. That was epic, cuz!
Did you like it?
Gassed me. I was listening, and then I was involved on the Snapchat as well, so I've got to see all the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I was involved, lads. I was gutted. I went there, you know? I heard that he got proper leave it. Like, he was like, woohoo!
Yeah.
You shouldn't be at work like that.
Yeah. And all the crowd in Aberystwyth were like, screaming. They really thought it was David Guetta.
And then I saw the tweets.
Yeah. Oh, the tweets.
How can you walk off all the two records?
Yeah, yeah. People are actually including David Guetta in the tweets as well, which is the problem.
Orcs.
It really orcs. But thank you for getting involved last week.
Yeah. Charlie would have loved the bus.
Oh you would have loved the bus,
we were talking about you when we were sat on the bus at one point, really? Thinking that, do you know who'd love this? Charlie Slough.
Oh, man. Is it the bus that has the double bedroom in the back?
It does. It had a sort of living area in one bit and a sort of bedroom bit in another. It was fascinating for someone like me to be on because you've been on these buses before.
Yeah.
So know who's using it next?
Who?
Kid Ink.
Oh wow.
Isn't it?
He's living.
I knew you'd be excited about that.
They're probably making some modifications to the bus for Kid Ink.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying. Okay, let's play Real or No Real with Charlie Slough.
Developers have unveiled the latest in portable food storage, a wearable pizza pouch.
That is genius.
Now, do you store food?
Why did you look at my belly when you said that, Millsy? That was quite rude, fam. That was quite rude.
But like
something
like
a hamster.
Like a hamster.
A hamster.
Do I store food? No, I don't store food. And I think the idea of a pizza pouch
is genius.
It's not. Why is it genius?
Because to store pizza, if you haven't got it in the box, it's really difficult because it will all just flop away, won't it? So if you get
it
in the pouch,
it depends. Because cold pizza, it almost morphs into one item. When it's hot, it's dripping everywhere. As soon as it's cold...
Rock hard, mate.
Rock hard, cuz. One piece of... Ugh.
That's true, but then you could just put that in your pocket. I assume this pouch is there for hot pizza.
Who knows? It might be made up.
Yeah.
But I'm imagining some kind of pizza necklace.
Really?
I think.
That's quite cool, you know. I've just got a new chain made.
Is it?
Yeah. It's really sick.
Is it a pearl necklace?
Has it got a symbol on? Is it a giant C?
No, I've already got the Charlie Sloth logo. Mm. I had that done in rose gold.
You see, I love it
and
when you
rubies.
Do that because obviously my name's Chris Stark, so I've
you
started borrowing your hats and coats that I see in the office.
I thought we weren't
going
to talk about that.
Also, I don't think it's advisable for someone like you to wear a giant C around your neck. especially not in the clubs. Anyway, so is there a latest portable food storage which is a wearable pizza pouch?
Charlie, this will be good for you because up to now you probably can only store your food, apart from the obvious, in your hat. Because I always wonder, do you use that for storage?
I actually do
you?
Keep things under my hat.
Like
that's
what?
Not a joke.
Like
nuts.
What?
Nuts. On my rider in
nuts.
A car.
What do you mean,
nuts? This is not even a joke. On my rider in the clubs, I have honey roasted nuts,
sure.
Dry roasted nuts, and some plain cashews.
Why?
All in the hat.
Not all in the hat. So what I'll do is when I'm on stage, because I don't like, because my clothes are always quite fitting. Mm. So if I put a big, don't make fat jokes. I'll buy them like that. Because if I put a big pack of nuts in my pocket, it bulges.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially if it's in the jeans, it looks a bit awkward.
It's
you know what I mean? The jeans
look.
Are fitted. Put the peanuts in there, in the pocket, it's a bit awkward. You know what I mean?
Smuggle peanuts in your jeans.
I put them under the hat, cuz. And any time I need a peanut, off the hat.
Can you imagine?
You know what, this is not even a joke here. This is a true story.
I quite fancy a cashew.
Wait, do you know the little back bit of the hat there? See that, yeah?
Yeah.
One night,
it's got a flap.
I got it to the point where the nut sat there. I was just picking them out the back of my head like that. Man was like, you're an animal, bruv. Looking like a monkey. Picking nuts out of my head, just munching them. Fresh.
This is great.
Honey roasted. Oh. I know, I love a honey roasted peanut.
Is the pizza pouch real, though, Chris?
I really want one if it's real. I'm going to say I'm real.
I'm going to say no real. I think it's a bit stupid.
That one is real.
Wow.
It is. So,
ooh.
I was right. It hangs around your neck and lets you carry a slice with you everywhere. So
oh,
it's like
wow.
Got a little triangle in it. It's a necklace with a triangle plastic bag.
Why would you want to do that, though?
Perfect for you at gigs, though, isn't it?
No.
Oh, sorry, you've got your nuts in your hat. You're good.
Done, no.
And next.
Residents of Southwark in South London are particularly tired today because the local church bell hasn't stopped ringing for 24 hours.
Oh, how annoying.
So what, are the bell ringers just on one at the moment? Like, are they?
Is that even a thing? Is there such a thing as bell ringers in 2015?
Yes, of course there is. I'd love to see you bell ringing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
What, man, there's up there smashing a bell with a hammer?
Well, yeah,
no,
they are.
No, that's not how it works. You pull the ring.
Oh, the string in it. Yeah.
But they've had a mad one. They've been out all night and they're like, let's continue.
I once did this.
What, right? You was
I
a bell ringer?
It was a school trip. We went to ring bells. And the great thing was, you'd pull down the rope, and then the rope would send you up into the air. It was well fun.
Really?
But
that sounds dangerous,
I'd love to see how you get on doing
you have
that,
to,
Charlie.
You have to wear... Don't you have to wear ear defenders, because it's so loud?
Yeah.
Like, at the bell end, it's so loud at that... like, where you know where the bell is?
Yeah!
The problem is, because there are a lot there, that it's going to be loud in your ear, yes.
Right.
So you've got to be careful.
I thought you had to wear ear defenders.
Yes.
So the church bell in Southwark, South London, has not stopped going for 24 hours, real or no real?
I mean, I can only assume the people there must be tired, so it will stop soon.
I can't see that happening. I can see them getting well annoyed, fam, running up there, shutting that thing down. Oh, yeah, fam, you ring that bell one more time.
Yeah.
So
is that real
is?
Or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
I didn't answer it.
You didn't answer it.
You don't get a point for that. You don't get. How can you get a point for that?
Chris,
that one is real.
How can you give yourself a point for that, fam? No, you can't do that. That's cheating.
I'm giving myself 10 points.
Take the 10 points off.
So staff at the church.
Take the 10 points off or I'm leaving.
Oh, my God. All right, well.
Thank you. So take the 10 points off.
Staff at the church said there's been a malfunction with the electronic bell and they've called the experts in, but they're not there yet. So it's still going.
See, it's electric. See, fam, then days are gone, cuz.
And next.
In the 1930s, contestants in beauty pageants were judged on their ankles.
Whoa.
I love footage from those old beauty pageants. And here's Miss Plymouth with her fabulous ankles.
But it's a bit like innuendo bingo. Back in the days, people would text in saying, oh, this is such an extreme one, because I'd get a little bit of water on someone's foot.
It was, that's how innuendo bingo used to be.
It yeah, it used far to be less, tame and lame.
But then you get a tiny bit of water on you and everyone would lose it. Now it's just a proper spray fest. And that's what happens. Things develop, don't they? And things evolve. So back then, that would have been... that would have been exciting. A flash of an ankle there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Ooh, obviously, yeah, now it's a bit different.
In the 30s. So there was a whole pageant, beauty pageant, and or you just saw the ladies' ankles.
Mm. So I'm good.
Have you ever entered a competition like that?
No.
Not Mr. World?
No. I was going to do it.
Mr. Planet.
I was going to do it, but, you know, I decided... I didn't want to be judged on how beautiful I am. No. I already know how incredible I am. I don't need people to tell me based on how handsome I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And also, you don't want that swimming trunks around, do you?
Well, I've done that a few times. Oh. What do you mean? You said that I look sick in my Speedos in the summer. When I sit in that picture, you said I look wicked.
He said he was sick.
Oh. I thought he said he looked sick.
I was sick.
All right. We just look sick, fam.
Only joking. Come on. It's all good fun.
We're all here. Right. We're all friends here. It's all a bit of a laugh, isn't it?
So, I think this one, I think judging by the ankles, yes, because I think, as I said, things evolve. So, I'm going to say real.
You're going to say real on this one?
Charlie, yes.
Really? Right. Well, yes. I'm going to say no real. Because I can imagine their ankles being super dusty back then. I reckon cream was at a premium. You know what I mean? If you had cream to cream
yourself.
What do
you mean you don't put cream on your ankles now, though, do
what?
You?
What? Of course you do. Well, you don't cream your ankles.
What cream are you putting on?
Because you get ashy ankles. You know about ashy ankles? There's nothing worse than ashy ankles. A man who wears tight-fitted jeans with no socks and shoes and his ankles are dusty.
Yeah.
Looking like they could sand the floor. Well, every time you touch wood, the wood's smooth.
Yeah, yours are definitely dusty.
Are they dusty? Let me see.
I've got dusty ankles.
Let's have a quick look.
Well, mate, they're just ankles.
Nah, because they are dusty, fam. Your foot looks like he's had a fight with a cheese grater.
That's mad. Mm.
That is dusty.
Get on the body cream.
Get on the body cream. It helps you out. Keeps you smooth.
So you're saying in the 30s they had dusty ankles, fam?
Yeah, I'm going to say they had dusty ankles and say it's not real. It's not worse than dusty ankles, man.
That one is real.
Yes.
Big up, Charlie Slough. I get dusty ankles on the reg, says someone.
Yeah. Dusty ankles is a thing,
it's
you know,
a problem.
It's a problem.
Okay,
it's all these socks, and it's not drying yourself and moisturising yourself properly when you get out of the shower or the bath. It's like getting athlete's foot, you know what I mean?
Yes. Some pageants also judged best shoulders and arms. I need to look that up a bit later on.
Yeah, I'd win that.
And at the end of that round, a real or no real?
Charlie got nothing. I got 30.
No, nothing.
I got 20 if you're going to be
pedantic. I want a rematch. Okay. I want a rematch.
Wheel him out, please.
What do you mean? I want a rematch. I'm demanding a rematch.
Yeah.
How are you going to wheel me out when I'm
someone says the only cream you know is clotted.
What is this, man? What do you mean clotted cream? Why are you being rude for? BBC Radio 1. The
Scott Mills Daily. Those are Tuesday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.